This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood, where you can get a 2020 Corolla LE, lease it for $159 a month, sign and drive $289 a month, get on down to 1841 North State Road 7 in Hollywood, Toyota of Hollywood.
All right, we are ready to rock here in hour number two. Ray Fittipaldo is always kind enough to join us on the show. We're going to talk a little Pittsburgh Steelers. He works for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, covering the Steelers on an everyday basis. You can follow him on Twitter at RayFit2T1. Follow him there, and you will be in touch with your Steelers. Ray, good afternoon, my man. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Orlando. How about you?
I'm doing fantastic. You know, Ray, I laugh because sometimes in life we maybe leave one person for another because we think the pastures are much greener there. We leave one job for another because we think it's going to be a better job and it doesn't turn out. We move from one city to another because we think we're going to enjoy it more and we don't. And, you know, now that we're, a year removed from a lot of this stuff going on, I'm seeing the stories in New York of how Le'Veon Bell doesn't really get along with the coach because the coach didn't really want him. Now the stories are that he's fat and he really wasn't – he didn't look as explosive and all that crap. We see Antonio Brown has – he's changed multiple teams. He's out of the league now, facing all kinds of legal issues. I wonder when those two guys lie in bed at night, I wonder if they both lean back and say, you know, I really screwed up. I should have just kept my mouth shut, maybe worked with the team, worked out a deal, and I would have been so much more happy, and I would have been productive. What do you think about that right now with those two guys?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny how it works out, doesn't it? I mean, looking back right now, Kevin Colbert should have been the GM of the year for getting a third-round pick and a fifth-round pick in return for Antonio Brown, who never played a down with the Raiders. So, and if you're into AB's social media account, he came out with an apology to Ben Roethlisberger within the last week or so, basically saying what you just said. You know, I didn't know how good I had it. So, yeah, I mean, it's funny looking back. I mean, it certainly didn't help the Steelers that those two guys left. But, yeah, you know, looking back on it, you know, maybe if they had to do things over again, maybe they would have re-upped with the Steelers or in AB's case, you know, just played out the remaining years of his contract because things have not gone well for Bell or AB since leaving Pittsburgh.
Well, Ray, this week, a couple of firsts for us, dude. One, we saw Mike Trout get in the middle of a controversy, and then we saw Mike Tomlin get in the middle of a controversy. Two guys that they're excuse me, they're all about business, you know, 99% of the time. How shocked were you that Mike Tomlin took the stance he took for his quarterback?
No, I mean, I wasn't shocked.
On the public side of it. I mean, on the public side of it.
Yeah, I mean, really, if you listen to Mike talk on Monday on Outside the Line, he basically said, you know, the Steelers probably could have said this in November, and they would have felt comfortable saying this in November. They just didn't want this to be a distraction during the middle of what was a playoff run then. So, I mean, it was very effective what he did. You know, as everyone knows, Mike Tomlin is one of the few black head coaches in the NFL. He really has a good feel of what the type of person Mason Rudolph is. And when this accusation came back a second time and it was all over social media and it was all over national TV over the weekend, they finally felt like they had to say something. And if you listen closely to what he said, and it's very noteworthy that Myles Garrett has kept his mouth shut for the last couple of days, he basically said, Myles, keep your mouth shut, or Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to take legal action against you in the future. So I thought it was effective. We'll see if Myles Garrett continues to keep his mouth shut, but if he doesn't, I would not be surprised at all if a lawsuit is already drawn up, and then boom, we'll hear about papers filed immediately after that happens.
Oh, yeah. By the way, I actually on my show a couple months ago, I said he should take legal action. He should have. Right. I think it's I think Myles Garrett is as weak as it comes, because if it was said, somebody would have backed it up. There's audio being recorded left and right on a football field. It would have been picked up. Clearly, it wasn't said. And I don't, you know, it's sad that you would stick with this story. And, you know, it's funny because I've been talking about this with the baseball players. You know, in our society, you can go two directions. You can ask for forgiveness, like Jason Giambi or Robert Downey Jr. or even Michael Vick, and people will embrace you. But if you want to be combative and you want to fight the lie, like Pete Rose and the Astros and countless others, you know, Armstrong and Ryan Braun and all that, we will cast you aside as a society. And I think that, you know, I keep seeing people make the same mistake. When you're in public like this, man, you got to learn this lesson. And Myles Garrett is walking a real fine line at this point. I think what really saves him, Ray, is that we don't have any proof one way or another. And maybe what we need, Ray, is for that entire audio in the end zone at that moment to try to be released, so everybody can hear all the audio there, you know, whatever it was, and then we can hear if there was anything racial or not. And that might put an end to it all, actually.
Yeah, I mean, that would be ideal, but the NFL claims, and they've said this multiple times now, that there is no audio that they can release for that game. So, I mean, you're right. We might be in a holding pattern here, and this might not ever be resolved one way or the other, but you know, the one distasteful thing about this whole thing, the way Garrett has gone about it, and it's kind of in plain sight for everyone to see, it's almost like he's using it as part of his rehab tour or as part of his excuse for doing what he did.
Justifying.
And Mason Rudolph is like collateral damage. And I brought this point up in many other interviews I've done over the last couple of days. Mason Rudolph is only under contract for 2 more years with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He has to continue to work in the NFL, hopefully from his perspective, for long after that. And he has to live the rest of his life working and trying to find a job after that. So his reputation is on the line. That's why I agree with you. Maybe he should have brought this lawsuit up a long time ago, because this goes way beyond the Pittsburgh Steelers and, you know, whatever affiliation they have with him over the next 2 years. This is his reputation at stake, and he's got to do everything he can to protect it.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What's the latest with Ben Roethlisberger, my brother?
Everything seems like it's a go. He's got a doctor's appointment on Friday. If he gets the green light from his doctors there, they're going to allow him to start throwing some lighter objects, like tennis balls and Nerf balls and that sort of thing. And, you know, Ben said in the fall that, you know, the expectation is that he would be ready by OTAs or minicamp. And then in that interview on Monday, Mike Tomlin said he has no hesitation in saying that Ben's going to be ready for the season. So I don't have an exact date to tell you whether he's going to start throwing footballs in May or June or July, but the Steelers right now have no doubt that he will be ready for the 2020 season.
Ray, I don't believe in either backup, dude. I've never been a Mason Rudolph guy. I don't think he's ever going to be a starter in this league. And the Duckmaster does not convince me. And you got a guy coming back from that elbow injury. Pittsburgh's got to draft a quarterback this year, right? I mean, if I'm correct, they do have a second round pick. There's some interesting project guys there in that second round. What do you think Pittsburgh does? Do they take a quarterback in this draft at all?
I don't. And here, let me tell you why. I think your thought process is solid on that, but let me tell you why. If they really truly do believe that Ben is going to come back at full strength, they have to do everything they can to maximize these final 2 years of his contract.
Gotcha.
And if you watch that team perform last year, they didn't really have a receiver that could separate against man coverage. I mean, I love Juju. I think he's a really good player, but he's not a burner. And I think they need to maybe draft a receiver in the second, third, or fourth round. James Conner has been injury prone, and he's entering the final year of his contract. So they're in need of a running back, and they have an iffy situation at tight end, and their offensive line is growing older. So they have all kinds of needs on offense that probably need to be addressed before the quarterback situation, even though, as you say, it's a very tenuous situation with that elbow. I just think they're going to put all the marbles on the table. They're going to live and ride with Ben for the next 2 years. And for that reason, I think they have to address those other needs in this draft.
Donovan Peoples-Jones, baby. All right. I got you. All right, Ray. Good stuff as always, my brother. Check him out at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Follow him on Twitter at RayFit1. Ray, you're always awesome for taking some time, man. We really appreciate it.
All right, big. Appreciate you having me on.
You got it, baby. Be good. There you go. Ray Fittipaldo. I'm just saying because they pick at 49, I believe. So I think the Donovan Peoples-Jones player might be one of those guys that could be available to him in the second round. So we thank Ray Fittipaldo for joining us here on the program. We love it. NorCal says, don't blame what Pete said on the weed, Big O. you're right. I shouldn't do that. That's just wrong on my part. I got to start picking something because I've been doing that for so many years. What do I do? Do I blame it on alcohol? I don't know. Michael says, can the 18th pick and next year's number one swap with the fifth and get the number one pick is enough to draft equity or too much? You guys have way too much time on your hands coming up with these crazy ass trades. That none of them are going to happen. You guys realize that, right? You guys realize that all these maneuvers that you guys are coming up with, none of them are going to come to fruition, right? You guys get that, right? John says, set to learn and heal up 1 year under Fitzpatrick. Year two, he starts. Now, that could happen with Tua. Definitely. If the Dolphins do draft Tua, it's what I tell you. He's going to sit most of the year, maybe play in December, but then really start the following season. And that's when you're going to find out whether you have a guy or not. And another draft has gone by. It's tough, man. That's tough. Because if you draft Jordan Love, you can play him, at least three quarters of the season, half a season, and start getting a good feel for him into his year two. Not that I'm a Herbert guy, but if you get a Herbert, you can do the same thing. Half the season, whatever, three quarters of the season he plays, and you get to find out about him in the first year. That's a huge difference, ladies and gentlemen. An enormous difference. And here's the thing.
You're the only one mentioning that, O.
I know.
I have not heard anybody say the fact that you in 2020 aren't going to know nothing still about Tua.
Right. Which is crazy that you're going to make. Can you imagine trading up for Tua and still not finding out anything about him in the 2020 season? I mean.
And that's the latest thing. They got all these people moving up to three.
Yeah.
With Detroit.
Yeah. To get him. Right. So here's the other thing that happens in all of this. Because we were talking about the Bridgewater thing. We also have the bait and switch that goes on with quarterbacks. And it happens because teams buy into things. And it's crazy. Look, when you and I fall for something, we don't get paid to do this. So it's normal for me or you to be wrong about anything talent-wise and we're assessment of this or assessment of that or whatever. You and I are not going to be good at this, right? The pros are supposed to be good at this. They're the ones that are trained. They're the ones that are supposed to know all of this, right? So when you hear about Bridgewater, right, and then people are talking about that he could command $20 to $30 million on the open market, and it's like, okay, so what do you think you're getting? You realize you're getting Case Keenum. He's just black. That's the only difference. Case Keenum, Teddy Bridgewater, both guys are unathletic. Neither guy has a good arm because none of them have a gun. They're both super smart. The only difference is one's a white dude, one's a black dude. That's it. But it's the same guy. And then you pay that money and it's a bait and switch. It's like when you go to one of those mom and pop car dealerships and they they're doing their commercials on the local cable channel, and they're saying, come on down, we got this car for $8,000, and it's a 2019. And you get down there, and they tell you, oh, yeah, well, no, we just sold it. But we have this one. So they switch you, bait and switch. They baited you in with that one, but they switched you up with another vehicle to try to sell you, right? And people do that in business all the time. That's what this is. It's bait and switch. It's, oh, I'm going to buy Teddy Bridgewater. Well, go ahead, dude. Denver bought him too, and his name is Case Keenum. And you're going to get burned. Why? Because he had a couple of good games with Minnesota, and you actually think that's him? No. Just like Tannehill last year. Yeah, he had a couple of good games. No, that's not what he is. He's not the guy that's going to carry you. He's not going to make a difference.
Nick Foles, man. He wins the Super Bowl.
Would you shut up already? You ruined my damn point here. So you go Bridgewater, you get Case Keenum. Neither guy's explosive. Both are smart. Neither guy's athletic. You sign him. You think you're getting a franchise quarterback because you think you can fit everything right and he'll be the difference maker, and you flop. Same thing with Tannehill. Tannehill signs with somebody. That's what I was going to say. It's Nick Foles. Tannehill is Nick Foles. But yet the Jags fell for it. And Nick Foles did something that Tannehill has not done. He won a Super Bowl. I mean, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl, and I still think he's a Jag. Because it's a bait and switch. Yet the Jags, the Broncos, these teams are stupid enough to sign Bridgewater and Tannehill thinking that they're going to be the guys. Again, I'm calling Keenum Bridge. I'm calling Foles, Tannehill. Get it? And you can fall for that. And I get it. Some of you this year were still falling for Tannehill. But how does John Elway fall for it? How does John Elway not seeing Case Keenum what I see? What a lot of you see? The Jags, the second they gave Nick Foles that money, come on, tell me you weren't laughing your ass off. Tell me you were like, Nick Foles? They're going to give him that money? Huh? Even Alex Smith, when they gave him that money, and he at least is more accurate than those guys. Alex doesn't necessarily play with the cojones that I would like for a quarterback. And he's not the most, you know, gifted arm either. But he's a little better of a quarterback, but he's still not a franchise guy. He's still not going to carry you. He's still not going to make a difference. None of that. He's still a game manager on his best day. But it is funny how the bait and switch continues to go on. I mean, think about this. If Tennessee is thinking at all about Brady, then they obviously think that Tannehill's not the answer. And I get it. Brady's Brady, but Brady's 43 years old, bro. He's got maybe a year or two left. Ryan is young enough that he can give you 5, 7, 8, 9 years. So if you think he's really the guy, then you would sign him. You wouldn't be thinking about Brady. And even maybe Tennessee might get smart and say, well, you know what? If we could get a better quarterback, let's do that. Because this guy, we have to have the right situation. But it really is hilarious to me how the bait and switch happens. And people fall for it all the time. But it's not you and me. We can fall for it and we can say, hey, we love this guy and it didn't work out. He sucked. Like Brock Osweiler. I love Brock in the third round as a project. Didn't work out. That's it. Denver took him in the second round. I said third that year, but whatever. But I like Brock. Everybody knew that. I even said it that I'd rather take the gamble on Brock in the third than draft Ryan Tannehill eighth overall. Because I'd rather fail in the third with the project than fail with the eighth overall pick as a project. It's like Nate Stanley. Nate Stanley's got some holes in his game this year. Kid coming out of Iowa, but I like him. I like the Kevin Davidson kid out of Princeton. Raw, but I like him. Not going to take him early. Anthony Gordon, Washington State, I like him. I think that kid, late second, third round, is probably worthy of the pick. Now, he's got holes in his game. Not a sure thing, but I like him. Those are project guys that I like. I always find one or two in every draft almost that I point out. This year, it's four of them. Love, Nate Stanley, Davidson, and Gordon. I like those four guys. I would take a chance on any of those four guys. Love, you'll have to reach, unfortunately, because he's so tempting, his athleticism. The other guys aren't going to go as high as those guys. The other guys will go second through fourth rounds. Maybe the Davidson kid even drops to the fifth round. But that arm, I don't think he falls that much more because he's got a hell of an arm.
These project guys, man, how long do you, like, give them to assess?
Three to four years, bro.
Really? That long? Like the contract, because, the length of the contract.
Because they're not going to play right away anyway.
Right, so they got to earn and gradually.
Right, so you're not really going to see him anyway early on.
In game time.
If Anthony Gordon gets signed, he doesn't play this year. If Nate Stanley gets drafted from Iowa, they don't play till December.
Season's locked. We already out.
Right. Yeah, out, and then they got to throw him in there for a game or two or three just to kind of see him. Those guys
won't play. Yeah, because you want to get a look.
And Fitz is gone. You'll probably move on now. So you'll probably play them towards the end, those kind of guys, because they're so raw. Jordan might play a little earlier because Jordan's got some gifts, man. He's got some gifts. He's really talented, So that's the difference. But there's always those guys that you want to work on, and they're worth taking. But you don't take a project in the early part of the first round. You just don't, man. It's ridiculous. You don't take the Blaine Gabberts. You don't take the Ryan Tannehills. You don't take those kind of guys in the first half of the draft. You can't. You can't look at a guy. He's got to have more to him than all the holes that you got to teach him this, teach him that. No, you can't do that. That's why the second round is there in the third and the fourth. Fail there. Your first rounder, man, you need to hit on that. You got to bring some studs in. 786-322-1105 on the accidentlawfirm.com text line. That's 786-322-1105. This chat board is blowing up. Dougie Fresh says, but I think a lot of them is you guys are talking to each other, not to me. Oh, I'm a nice guy too, but if you need brain surgery, you might want to go with an a-hole who is a great doctor. Don't use Dr. Dougie Fresh. There you go. I'm with you, man. Guys, a franchise QB doesn't have to be a first rounder. We just need to find a diamond in the rough and decent. Richard Casillas, you, sir, are 1,000% right. That's right. Doesn't have to be the first rounder. That's why I'm not the guy that, oh, my God, I got to trade up for Tua. Oh, my God, if I don't get Herbert, my season is done. My life is over. No, I'm not doing that. Let's see. I agree. We need one. No, but you guys are talking to each other here. Fitz is a bridge, Mike. They're telling him if he can play week one, draft him. If he can't, move on Miami and listen to what Big O just said to me. There you go. What else do we have here? John says, sit to learn and heal up 1 year under Fitzpatrick. That's right. Armed Ape says, availability is an ability, one that Tua sorely lacks. Burrow is not an option at this point unless he pulls an Eli at the draft, and Brown will still take him, dude. Herbert is the best option at five. You keep your picks and get a big QB. Armed Ape, while I'm not a Herbert guy, I understand it. You know what I'm saying? I can't argue with the Armed Ape's logical approach to it. Okay? we can have the discussion whether you believe in Herbert or not, but you cannot deny that his talent is worthy of the pick. Because if the guy gets it mentally, it's over. He'll be a good quarterback. Hey, Big O, why don't you give us your own Dolphin mock draft? I will, sir. I will. I'll give it to you on draft day. Like when the fifth pick is coming up, I'll tell you what picks I like, what players. And then when the 18th pick is coming up, I'll tell you the players that are available and who I like. I'm not going to pick players now that I have no idea if they're going to be on the board or not. Mock drafts mean nothing. Mock drafts are just, you know, it's fodder. Okay? Maybe when we get our project going and we enlarge this thing and the website at BigOradioShow.com, we will maybe add mocks for fun for people out there. But I personally am not much of a mock guy because I just think it's a bunch of waste of time. If the Dolphins want Big O's mock, they're in big trouble. LOL. Damn right. You got that right.
Some people know you.
That's right. They know me. They got me. They caught me. What else do we have here? SoFla fan says, hey, Big O, I totally agree with your brother about those guys being a jag. Your audio is breaking up, Mike Pellegrino says. Is it? I don't know. Let me see. Hold on. I'll tell you right now.
I've noticed we've been a little intermittent on the signal.
You can't look at a guy. All right. Will YouTube go after me for replaying my own thing? Okay. So right now it sounds good.
Did you sign off on your copyrighted stuff for you to put it out there?
Yes.
Are you okay with that?
Yes. What part of dislocated hip are you missing, says Arm Dave. Oh, I appreciate you having reporters from other teams on your show. It's comforting to know that personalities, knuckleheads, babies, and divas are on every team. Oh, yeah, no doubt about that, bro. They're all over sports. Guys, it would be suicidal to trade up for Tua. I agree with that. Kaseya says, I hope Lions draft Tua. I want Jeff Okuda. Okuda's a hell of a player. Nothing wrong with that. Ian from Brooklyn says, trade up for Tua would be ridiculous. Hashtag facts. Jason Gardner says, great show, Big O. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate you, my man. Steve Chapman says, how were you able to talk to Ray on the phone but not take calls from listeners? Because Ray is calling us on our personal phone, Steve. We can't give out our personal cell number. And then that would be one cell phone number. And then everybody's calling one number to get on the air. That doesn't, you know what I'm saying? Now, if any of you out there are technical geniuses, is there a digital format that we can create a phone line with multiple phone line banks and take it with us more portable? If those of you out there are experts at that kind of stuff and can help us out, let's do it, baby. I got no problem with that. I think we do need, I don't know if a mobile company can come up with something that could give us something with multiple lines. You know, listen, I'm not doing it because I don't want to. Okay. I want to add the calls. I'm the one that added the interviews, and I'm the one that added the text line for us and YouTube chat board because I want the connection, you know? I'm the guy that actually socializes with our listeners, okay? I'm the guy that actually becomes friends with some of our listeners and hangs out with some of our listeners. So trust me, it's not me. It's just a matter of resources. And again, Steve Chapman, if you've got some or ability to help us in that, come on down. You can help us grow, too, to add it. Let's go. We'd love it. You guys are a trip, man. All right, let me tell you about Murias Dental. We love talking about them because they are the implant and Invisalign experts, man. And here's the number, 305-821-0231. And if you've got some problems with your teeth like I do, and when you start seeing them, get straightened out like I am every day, it is really amazing when it comes to Invisaligns, or if you need implants, or if you need, let's say it's a root canal, which is painful, I know, but they do a great job there. Crown filling, you're going to love it at Mudias Dental. State-of-the-art equipment. In fact, you don't even leave for the implant. They make it right there. You won't leave with a crown and a temporary, and then you have to come back and take another day off work. No. At Mudias Dental, they make the tooth right there and then. That's the state-of-the-art technology that they have. They take the electronic measurement, that digital imprint, then they go to the machine, and within a couple minutes, they come back with your tooth. It's freaking amazing. I've watched it personally happen, okay? It is so cool watching that machine create the tooth. It's awesome. 305-821-0231. Clean the teeth. Whatever you want to do, cavities, you're going to love it. State-of-the-art equipment. The Mudias family is second to none. 305-821-0231 for Mudias Dental.
Plus tax, tech title. It includes $899 dealer fee on approved credit. Offers end 11-10-19.
Over 1,500 Toyotas are on the ground. And truckloads of new 2020 Toyotas just keep on coming. To eliminate all 2019 models, Toyota of Hollywood is holding the ultimate 2019 model year changeover event. Make us an offer. Any offer. And you can buy a Toyota at up to 50% less than their original MSRP when new and used.
50% less.
Hupri on 2019 RAV4, not 30,000, 19,775. Hupri on 2019 Camry LE, not 26,000, 17,775. Hupri on 2019 Corolla LE, not 22,000, 12,775. Pay up to 50% less at Toyota of Hollywood, the number one volume Toyota dealer. Based on total retail sales of new Toyotas in the Southeast region for 2014 to 2018 per SET on 441 between Hollywood Boulevard and Sheridan Street. Open till midnight.
Thinking about buying or refinancing a home? Act now. Home values are ticking up. Don't put off making a move any longer. Call Michael Codsey now at Choice Mortgage Bank, 561-441-2730. While mortgage interest rates are still at historical lows, call now to get pre-approved and buy your dream home. If you're currently paying over $800 a month for rent, call 561-441-2730 now before interest rates go up. Down payments as low as 3.5%. Veterans may qualify for no money down. If you own a home but you're upside down, Michael Codsey can help. If you're being denied by your bank or your loan process is taking too long, call 561-441-2730. Act now while fixed rates are still under 3.5%. Offices in Boca and Boynton Beach. Rates and terms subject to change daily without notice. Equal housing lender. NMLS 122081.
No one expects to get into a crash, but I expect you to go to accidentlawfirm.com if you do. Make sure when hiring a driver you go through a rideshare app so that you can be covered by the insurance, which can be up to $1 million whether you're a passenger or a driver. In other words, don't try to save a few bucks by paying cash instead of going through the app. I'm attorney Bobby Nunez from Nunez Law in Miami, and we're here to help you through the process. Go to accidentlawfirm.com for a free consultation from me, Bobby Nunez. That's accidentlawfirm.com.
America's safest and best-selling compact luxury SUV is at Acura of Pembroke Pines, and this is how we do it. RDX, $339 a month at Acura of Pembroke Pines, the number one volume Acura dealer.
The world's biggest band is coming twice. Metallica. Headlining the Welcome to Rockville Music Festival. Two different nights, two different sets. The weekend of May 8th through the 10th. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com for all information. Get your tickets on sale right now. The one, the only, Metallica. Go to WelcomeToRockvilleFestival.com.